Oasis Audio presents Gimme My Money Back, Your Guide to Beating the Financial Crisis by Ali Velshi. Read for you by Ali Velshi.
If you're reading this book, then you've already taken a first step towards securing your financial future. You've made a decision to build wealth. You're prepared to seize the opportunities available to you. You want to learn more about money, how it works, how it grows, and what you should do. That's why I wrote this book. Gimme My Money Back is designed to empower you to make the right financial choices for you, your family, and your future. It's packed with information, tools, and guidance to help you help yourself. This book is focused on one thing, how to make money in the markets. It's not about your credit or annuities or other aspects of your life. My only goal is helping you succeed as an investor. As the chief business correspondent for CNN, I read your emails and take your calls every day. I know that too many of you are struggling to make ends meet, but there is a way out. It's investing. More than half of all working Americans invest in the stock market, mainly through voluntary defined contribution plans like 401ks, 403bs, or IRAs. Although you likely don't see yourself as an investor, you probably are one. You didn't cause this financial crisis, so if you've been hammered, it's not surprising if you feel like someone took your money. Let me tell you this, whether you're a first-timer or an experienced investor, this book can help you get it back. There are a lot of changes taking place in our economy and in our world, but change means opportunity, and I'll show you how to take advantage of those opportunities starting now. In this book, you'll learn what caused the financial crisis of 2008, the unseen role that credit and banking play in your life, why some debt can be good, why some debt is bad, and how to tell the difference between the two, why you should invest and what your investment choices are, five easy-to-understand principles that drive investment success, the smart, proven way to build your investment portfolio, how to structure a portfolio for your individual situation, and the strategies that will help you build a solid retirement. I'll help you understand risk and why the greatest risk is doing nothing, and we'll survey the world of financial planners to determine whether one might be right for you. We all have reasons to invest: retirement, our children's education, a new house, that dream vacation, or simply to relax on the front porch free of worry. But no matter how different our dreams might be, they all require a solid financial foundation in order to make them a reality, and that is what this book is all about. Whatever your age or financial status, you'll find common sense advice and explanations to help make you a smarter, savvier investor. You'll get targeted, actionable information that you can use right away. At the end of Gimme My Money Back, you'll even find a series of model investment portfolios. The minute you finish this, you can take them to your 401k or IRA and begin making the changes that will bring you a better future. Remember, it is never too late to begin an investment plan, and there's never been a better time to start. Invest your time in this book, and it will pay dividends. You'll be wiser, better informed, and better equipped to take control of your financial life. Chapter 1. What happened? If you had waved goodbye to Earth at the end of 2007 and returned at the beginning of 2009, you might not recognize the old place. The robust U.S. economy you left is mired in near-record unemployment. Major investment banks, run by the smartest guys in the world, have collapsed, dragging their shareholders down with them. The housing market is in ruins. Banks have failed. Federal agencies are drowning, and money is hemorrhaging from the U.S. financial system. Trillions, not billions, trillions have been lost. It's a global crisis, and the pain is going to last for a long time. Like a mountaineering accident in which everyone is roped together on the icy slope. Suddenly, one person loses his balance and tumbles over the edge. Then, the next in line, caught unawares, drops from sight before he has time to set his ice axe. Soon, the weight of the free-falling climbers pulls the entire party to its doom. Only here, imagine that the heaviest, largest mountaineer, someone much bigger than the others, is the first one to go over. And he's not roped to only one line of climbers. He's somehow roped to five or six, all of them taking slightly different routes to the top, and all somehow linked to the others. Because in today's world, the hip bone isn't just connected to the thigh bone. The smallest bit of market information can be wired to a data center in India that's linked to a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?